going on, Shane Ring?
Mike, I'm here. Don't start without me.
I'm not, baby. Don't worry.
I've been keeping Mike waiting for a little bit of time, and I feel bad.
It's okay.
But we're here. We're doing it. It's the new noise.
We're ready. We're rocking. We're rolling.
We're rocking. We're
just
rolling.
Like
we're rocking.
Every week.
Yep. Most weeks.
Most weeks.
Slow week last week. Slow week this week, I think, too. So, you know, but it's good. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear yours, too.
Thanks, man.
You think it's a slow week this week?
It's a little slow, maybe. I mean, you make the list. I don't make the list. People should know this by now, but if it's your first time joining us here on New Noise, this is Mike Howell, everybody, and he makes the list.
I do.
So
it's a good time.
I have an idea of music that's coming out, generally speaking. I'm not, you know, I don't live under a rock, but sometimes there's things that I maybe am not quite aware of, or there's sometimes bands Mike will have on the list that I have literally never heard of. So,
yeah.
You know, happens pretty regularly.
I mean, that's the point of the show, right? Is to
yep.
bring music that people are generally a little less privy to their daily lives.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes we still talk about Taylor Swift. That sometimes happens.
Once in a while.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
You ready for some news?
Let's go. New news. I love the new news segment. One of my favorite parts of the show.
We got a lot of new news this week. I am very excited to start getting into it. A lot of tour announcements. The weather here in the States is starting to heat up. A couple international tours announced as well, but we're not going to talk about those as much because they don't really affect us, right? Well, and I'm sure you're better tuned into like local tours than you are to... than we are. You know what
I mean? It's true. This is a North American centric podcast, but we should probably once in a while bring up some, you know, some notable European tours. I think once in a while would be good.
And we do. Like, we talk about the big fests and stuff like that.
We do.
And, you know, if there's something crazy.
We do.
But do you want to get into like newsy news items or tours first?
Let's go newsy news.
Okay. Let's do some sad stuff first.
Mm.
Volvadinia, their US tour is canceled.
Bummer.
Just the US tour. They were doing the same tour package that they had currently in Europe. Unfortunately, two of the bands just aren't going to work out coming to the States in order to put on the best show that they can. They're just canceling the tour and they're going to be back. And they have a new album coming out later this year. So,
okay.
Win some, lose some. The other kind of, I think, more sad, you're still probably going to get a chance to see Volvadinia if you want. Ozzy Osbourne, retiring from touring. He says he's delayed the tour dates that he has planned too much to, in good conscience and good faith, continue postponing. And he doesn't believe his health is going to ever be at a point where he's going to be able to tour and be on stage again. So...
yeah, well, I mean, he's got to be in his 70s now,
yep.
Right? If you know, just doing the math of when Black Sabbath started, he's got to be about almost in his mid-70s, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, geez, like, I wouldn't even call that sad news. That's just life, you know?
I mean, yeah.
You know, I mean, I had a chance to see Black Sabbath on their farewell tour.
Yep, as did I. Saw him twice.
Actually here in Las Vegas. And it was on my 35th birthday. One of the greatest days of my life, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And Ozzy killed it.
Yep, for sure.
He was awesome. He sang great. He had his stage moves and his stage banter. It was really, really a great show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's great. If you feel like, okay, you can't do what you used to do up to... a standard you're comfortable with, I think it is time to hang it up. And, you know, it's too bad for people that never got a chance to see Ozzy on stage, but,
mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? That's why now is a great time to go see anybody, you know, that are getting into their twilight years because we're seeing it now. People can't do this forever.
Or anybody at all, honestly. Never.
Yeah. It's true.
You never know when it's going to be the last time, right? Like, I'm personally pretty sad. I never got to see Ozzy tour on his solo stuff. Like, I saw Black Sabbath twice, but
mm-hmm.
I've always been a fan of Ozzy. And don't chastise me. I love Black Sabbath, but I like Ozzy solo stuff more, right? Like,
well, that's just like your opinion, man.
I know. And it is, and it's a bad opinion. I know that. But it's one that I hold.
It's a bit of a hot take. That take has been in the oven for a long time.
Yeah. It's just me. I don't know. It's what I found first, is what I connected to a little bit more first, right? Like, it's just a good time for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little sad I never saw him solo.
I mean, I don't know. We got lots more to get to, but, you know, if you're talking about the style of Ozzy versus the style of Black Sabbath, I mean, it's quite a bit different. I mean, Ozzy's solo stuff is more kind of like 80s based metal. It's not as classic rock.
It's more upbeat, or,
you know, as Black Sabbath. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yep. But speaking of like bands and going away forever, right? A lot of people, I think, have gotten very lucky. Because one of the greatest bands to ever grace our scene have announced that they're coming back. They're playing Blue Ridge Rock Fest. They have new music in the oven. They're going to be touring again for the 10-year anniversary of an absolutely iconic scene album. One of two bands that I actually have tattooed on my body, The Color Morale, is back.
Yes, I knew this was going to be big news for you.
I'm so stoked on this.
And I knew you knew it was coming. You'd been hinting at it, you know. Garrett had been posting some very cryptic stuff. But yeah, no, this is great. I think this band, you know, we've Silverstein, we did some shows with them back in the day, and I know Steve pretty well from his time in Senses Fail recently. But I always thought this band was a little bit underrated.
Severely underrated.
Yeah, okay, or severely underrated. And I think that maybe, you know, with time going away for a bit, people start to go, oh yeah, this band was actually pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. So it is great to see them coming back. And I think there's going to be a lot of people excited about it, especially, you know, how much this band meant to people, especially with their message.
For sure, for sure. I think it's going to be absolutely awesome. I'm very excited to see what comes of this.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of tours to get through, so I'm going to go pretty quick through these, and I'm going to say, like, we're just going to see what your thoughts are.
Okay.
Would you go to this tour? Are we stoked on it? First up on the list, Carcass headlining, Municipal Waste, Sacred Reich, Creeping Death opening.
Dude, I'm there, man.
Fucking sick show.
Absolutely there.
I am kind of mad because there's not a Detroit date, so we'll have to go to Toronto or Chicago. Well, I will.
You got to go.
Yeah. I don't know if you're lucky in your new locale.
I don't know. I have to check on that one.
Yeah. Doesn't look like it either. Neither of us are lucky. All right. Next up, very similar vibe. Dark Funeral headlining, Cattle Decap Direct Support, 200 Stab Wounds, and Black Braid opening.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, Carcass tour probably better if we're comparing them.
I agree.
But no, Dark Funeral, I mean, great band. Jeez.
Yeah.
We were talking about them recently, just how obviously pivotal they are, but also kind of underrated too. Always put out good music. No, that's a great tour.
Yeah, Cattle Decap with new music coming out this year as well. Black Braid, probably one of the best up-and-coming black metal bands. Sick tour.
Yep.
Against the Current, co-headliner with Trophy Eyes and Yours Truly opening up.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think pretty sick tour.
And not a combination of bands I would have expected, but I love them both. Absolutely love Yours Truly as well. Fantastic. That's a great package.
Yeah. I feel like Against the Current and Trophy Eyes are both like misfits of the scene that don't really fit here, but we've kind of almost begrudgingly adopted them. And I don't think they get as much love as they should.
I agree.
Next one. This tour is absolutely crazy. Attack Attack headlining, Belmont and Traitors direct support, with Colorblind or Savage Hands opening, depending on the date. Traitors and Belmont. That is such a wild crowd diversity.
Very interesting. Didn't know. See, Attack Attack's a weird one, right? Because they're obviously different members now, not original members.
Yeah.
I assume, like, are they going to play Stick Stickly? I guess they're going to do all that. I don't know.
I mean, I assume so. They've played some shows, so let's see.
Yeah, you can look that up. But while you're looking that up, I mean, I thought Belmont, I don't know if this is a scene comment industry moment. I thought Belmont maybe was bigger than them.
I don't know.
At this point, but maybe I'm wrong and maybe the people are coming back for the nostalgia of crabcore. They want to see their moves and, you know, maybe this is a legitimate thing. I don't know, but
yeah,
but, so, you know, Belmont, obviously is, you know, has been doing really, really well, mm-hmm. you know, for the last few years. So I'm a little surprised they're the undercard on this tour, but, hey, I'm all for diversity.
Yeah. So here's the set list, 15 songs from the last Attack Attack tour. AC-130, A for Andrew, All My Life, Renob Nevada, Sexual Man Chocolate, Lonely, Smoke a Hondas, Kawaii Cowboys, Bakuyo Bombshell, Dear Wendy, Press F, Bro Ashley Sear, The People's Elbow, Hot Girls and High Tops, and Stick Stickly. So
there you go.
Decent mix, couple newer songs, and a lot of classics. So,
Okay.
Man.
Well,
nothing what, off this means
what Caleb
more,
and Johnny think of this.
Yeah, who knows? All right, next up, co-headliner, it looks like. Trivium, Beartooth, Archetypes Collide, and Malevolence opening.
Yeah. Sick. I love it. I love them. Trivium and Beartooth, both great bands. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously there are different points in their careers, but I kind of like when you have co-headliners like that.
Me too.
You know, we have some different kinds of, you know, it'll be an eclectic mix of a crowd. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good for both bands. And obviously like Beartooth has, you know, turned into one of the best live bands and Trivium always has been. So this will be great.
Yep. Next up, Set It Off with special guests, Scene Queen, In Her Own Words, and Rivals.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Set It Off's always been a weird one. Cause they're always kind of this, like riding this line between like the scene and mm-hmm. not the scene.
Yeah.
You know, to where like, I'm kind of like, okay, where are they fitting in exactly? Mm-hmm. But that's pretty good support bands. I mean, I love Rivals as the opener.
Yeah. Rivals not on the Detroit date. I'll probably be missing this tour. Just because that, I don't know. I love Rivals. I think this tour is kind of mid. Great openers though. Covet with Scary Pool Party and Alto Palo.
Okay.
I think you go to this just because it's Covet in small rooms.
It's going to be, yeah, that's going to be a fun little one. If that's coming to your town,
yeah,
you know, go. Because yeah, you know, this might be like 100 cap room kind of thing. Like some of these venues.
Yeah. This is
might be
so,
real small.
So they're playing like Bottom Lounge in Chicago, Blind Pig that's in Ann Arbor. Small. Like.
Oh, Blind Pig, yeah.
Brooklyn Bowl.
Yeah, no, Bottom Lounge is actually pretty big, but Blind Pig is quite small.
Yeah. 200 to 400 or 500 cap rooms. This will be a good tour. For those of you who don't know who Covet is, it's Yvette Young's band. She is a very talented, like modern post-hardcore guitar player. And this band is just absolutely awesome. It doesn't matter who's opening for this. Like, if I can go, I'm going to be going. So.
Okay.
The return of Les Claypool's Fearless Flying Frog Brigade. I don't even know any of these bands opening, but I don't think that matters because Les Claypool is awesome.
Yeah, so obviously Les Claypool is known for his work in Primus, but this is different. He doesn't do Primus songs or he does?
I have no idea, honestly. It's just Les Claypool and the name's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe the greatest bass player of all time, you could argue. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So another small room tour. Let's see. Axis Club in Toronto, Bottom Lounge in Chicago, Soundwell in Salt Lake City, El Rey Theater in Los Angeles, Rebecca Black just by herself.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah. Go to this if you can, honestly. Her new music's great.
She's fantastic.
Pixies with special guests Bully and Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Franz Ferdinand.
I'm honestly mad this tour is not coming to Michigan because I would love to see the Pixies and I would love to see Franz Ferdinand.
Sure. No, probably I wouldn't go, but that's just me.
Yeah. Now this is a bit of a weird one. Starts out normal. Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper, co-headliner.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Ministry opening up.
Oh.
Awesome.
Very awesome.
With Filter opening up as well.
Filter. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of weird pick there. But
well, Filter, you know, Filter, they, you know, Hey Man, Nice Shot was kind of that industrial heavy rock, right? And then they had that, mm-hmm. then their big tune was like that radio rock, like Take a Picture or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was such a weird turn that Filter made at that point. I know we're talking about, this is like 25 years ago this happened or something, mm-hmm. but like very weird. I have no idea what Filter sounds like anymore.
Me
I know
either.
They still have a pretty big fan base. a pretty good cult following. So good for them. But yeah, man, I'd fuck with that.
Hell yeah.
I've never seen Ministry.
Neither have I. That's why I'm interested in going. I looked at tickets and it was like $47 with fees. So I'm like, maybe we feel it out day of and try and get one at the box office.
That doesn't sound too bad for co-headliner. No, pretty good price, honestly.
Like, I remember seeing Rob Zombie like 5-6 years ago even, and it being like $20 though. Mm. So I'm like, I don't know.
Okay.
And then the tour everybody wants us to talk about, right?
Here
Fallout Boy, yep, featuring Bring Me the Horizon, Royal Serpent, and then like select dates, Alkaline Trio, No Fame Glory, Four Year Strong, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
This tour is sick. Like, I was surprised how cheap tickets were, but I also got in like right away. So I paid $110 for 2 lawn seats. It's not bad.
Not bad.
This tour is sick. I'm so excited.
Was Sleep Token not on some of these dates?
No, that was a meme that was going around.
That was a meme?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why? Why is it so ridiculous to think that Sleep Token wouldn't be on this tour?
Well, so State of the Scene did it jokingly, and it got around. And like, State of the Scene, you're fine, guys. But my inbox, being like the resident Sleep Token expert that everybody knows, just blew up for a solid 2 days of people asking me about it. And like,
but the thing about that is like, I know State of the Scene, I know they take the piss and whatever, but it's not even like, like that would ever happen. You're so stupid to like think that that's
true. No, it's entirely plausible tour,
it's
right?
100% true. And I believed it.
Yeah.
I've been busy the last week. So I just saw it and was like, oh, cool. And then I saw another one, I guess the real one, mm-hmm, with the other bands. I mean, like, yeah, like look at where Sleep Token is. They've got a million monthly listeners. They're blowing up right now. They would be a perfect one of three on this tour. Maybe that was the joke. I don't know. But regardless,
yeah,
to have Bring Me and Fall Out Boy is incredible.
Yep, I agree.
You got to go to this one. I mean, you got to go.
For sure. Just word of note, if you're going to fake Sleep Token on a tour poster, put the logo in between Sleep and Token, or just don't have it. And make sure the logo's centered on the flyer too. Looks a lot better that way.
There you go. Okay.
And then we got some festivals that I want to talk about real quick. Incarceration, headlining Limp Bizkit, Pantera, Slipknot, bunch of other cool bands on here. Slaughter of a Veil, We Came as Romans, Fit for a King, Motionless and White, Under Oath, Ghost Inside.
Damn.
Fire from the Gods, Asking Alexandria, Wage War, Crown the Empire, Dayseeker. Awesome lineup this year.
Yeah. I mean, the Incarceration last year was big. It looks like this year it's going to be even bigger. So yeah, yep, that's one you might really want to consider making plans to travel to with that lineup.
I agree. And then there's one that I'm about to send you the image on, just because I think you need to look at this to believe it.
Okay.
It's called Milwaukee Death Fest. And I think that this is one of the coolest death metal lineups I have seen in a long time.
You're sending this to me right now?
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
We're doing this? Okay, hang on a second. Okay. Lamb of God, Anthrax, Suicidal Tendencies, Napalm Death.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Black Dahlia Murder, Obituary, Shadows Fall. Some other notable bands. You got Corrosion of Conformity for the old school kids. Crowbar, Terror, and a lot of band logos I cannot read.
Yeah, you got Blood Incantation on there. Like Dying Wish is on there. We love them.
Yeah, we do love them.
This is a cool show.
This is great. I mean, I just think that really we're just seeing a resurgence of metal. It's coming back. You know, I think metal was a little like mid for a few years, and it wasn't getting as much attention. And just for some reason over the last like couple of years, I think metal has like gotten big again. And I think, it's people are taking it more seriously, and these shows, there's always been metal festivals. I'm not an idiot, but I think they're getting bigger and bigger, and there's more and more of them. Mm-hmm. I just drove in Vegas here where I am right now. I drove past and I don't even know what it is. I saw something called like Apocalypse in the Desert Metal Fest. I'm like, don't even know what it is. I'm about to look it up.
Cool.
But you know, there's just these things I've never heard of that are popping up from, you know, Milwaukee to Las Vegas and everywhere in between.
Yep. Love it.
It's great to see.
All right. We've spent 20 minutes talking about tours. Now, are you ready to get into some new music?
Yeah. This is a different format for us today, but I'm okay with it. I mean, there's always things to talk about.
Kind of slammed with tours. So it'd be like that.
Yes.
Number five.
Okay.
Got an EP. Awesome band coming from South Wales. Kind of coming back after a long time. Dream State with their new EP, Untethered. What'd you think of these two singles, Taunt Me and Comfort and Chaos?
Cool band. I like the rawness of this. Mm-hmm. I like the vocals. Obviously female fronted. I just really like that it's aggressive. It's in your face. It isn't like super polished and like perfect all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
I really like that character about it. And these songs are great. A lot of fun and just not conventional. It isn't like so much of the modern music now. Mm-hmm. It kind of starts and you're like, okay, I've heard this before. I kind of know where this is going to go. This had like some interesting twists and turns that I kind of liked about it. So I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, I agree. It's got all the elements you kind of want from like the current like post-hardcore influenced alternative pop rock, whatever you want to call it. Like it's fun, it's bouncy, the chorus is catchy, but it doesn't really follow that standard song structure. There's some bridges where you don't really expect them, and I really like that.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Me too.
I'm excited to hear the other three songs on this.
Hell yeah.
Coming in at number four, another band from the UK area, specifically Sunderland. We have the new EP Kronos by Osaya. We got one single off this, Elder King.
Yep.
We've talked about this band before on the show. They write ass beaters, thrashy, technical deathcore. It's just a good time, right?
Yeah. I actually really like this. This is good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it kind of, almost has a little bit of like a early 2000s Cannibal Corpse influenced sound a little bit with some of the riffs. I love some of the like pauses and stops they use and rests they put in. Creates a lot of like impact, and this is just fun to listen to. Mm-hmm. Is it something you haven't heard before?
No.
Probably not, but they're doing it at a very high level. Mm-hmm. And I think this band's great.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with everything that you got there. Like, I don't know. I think they're just a fun band.
Yep.
They're cool.
Yep. Really good.
Ready for that number three?
Mm-hmm. Number three.
Well, we're staying in the UK still. Cause we've got probably one of my favorite pop artists right up there with Carly Bae, right up there with Rebecca Black. The new record Higher Than Heaven by Ellie Goulding.
Mm-hmm.
I love Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
I think these songs are awesome.
big artist. Yeah. You know what? I gotta say, I didn't know she was coming out with new music, and I will not doubt her talent. I mean, she's great. I was getting a little bit of like a disco vibe.
Yeah.
From these songs, like vintage kind of, mm-hmm. not exactly maybe my favorite, but what really threw me off was this song that's actually number one on her Spotify right now, All By Myself, mm-hmm. lifting the Depeche Mode like riff.
Yeah.
Like what the hell was that? That was so weird. And I can't get past it because it's not like they're covering the song. They're not using any elements of Enjoy the Silence. It's just the riff.
Mm-hmm. It's just there.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
And I did look on Spotify, like Martin L. Gore does have a songwriting credit. So they at least know that they did it. I just don't get this, man. Like, why does this have the iconic Depeche Mode riff? I just don't understand it.
I don't know. I think it's great. Disco was always big in my house, so maybe that is why I love it from growing up. But I think these songs are catchy. They're fun. They're dancey. It's just a good time.
I'll listen to the record and I'll report back next week on this one. But I don't know. That Enjoy the Silence thing is...
yeah. You ready for that number two? Let's get out of here.
Yes.
All right. This one, I'm going to ask how you think we say it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you know which one we're talking about.
Let me look at it again. Because I was actually wondering this. I said it out loud to myself a couple times. So I'm going to go with, so I'm just pulling it up here. I'm going to go with Sanguishubog.
So close.
No, Sanguishugabog.
So close. It's Sanguisugabog.
Sanguisugabog.
Yep.
Do you have any idea why or what that means?
So Sanguisuga is, I forget the language itself, but it's kind of based off the root form sanguine. I think it's Latin, maybe something like that. But sanguine, like blood, right? And it's supposed to mean some kind of like vampiric creature.
Right.
Okay. Bog is the guitarist's last name. This band is from Ohio.
Oh.
It is very strange. But we've got Sanguisugabog with their new record, Homicidal Ecstasy. This band is putting the sludgy, dirty, just absolutely disgusting elements back into classic death metal. And I love it.
Yeah. You know, I gotta say, like, yeah, I was not like, this didn't blow me away. It's obviously very heavy, it's pretty simple. You know, you've got like some pretty slow chuggy parts into some kind of speed metal blast beady kind of stuff. They do have songs such as, Necrosexual Deviant on this, you know, very, very Chris Barnes era Cannibal Corpse lyricism. I haven't read the lyrics, to be fair, but at least the song titles.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's a bit of a dying art, in 2023. So maybe I'll give them a little bit of credit for that. Bringing that back. I don't know. I haven't read the lyrics to comment on, how far they take it.
Honestly, I haven't,
because
either.
I don't know if anyone's gone back and listened to, you know, any of the first three Cannibal Corpse albums and their lyrics. Or first four, whichever, five even, maybe. I that's not going to happen anymore. But the song titles are there.
Yeah. No, this band's absolutely nasty, disgusting. Like, you feel dirty listening to this, but the riffs are there. The vocals are heavy. Like, I don't know. This is everything you want from a modern death metal release, I think. It's great.
Okay. Well, that's at number two. So, we're going to get to the number one release of the week after this little important message. And we're back.
That was an important message.
It was so important. It's going to be very important next week.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that stuff next week when we talk about it. Big stuff coming next week for the show. And we're going to have a title sponsor, which I'm really excited about.
Whoa.
A new title sponsor, Mike. Yeah, I haven't even told you yet. So that's going to be coming next week and you're going to love it. So everybody get ready. I know it's exciting, but we're good.
Is it who we've been wanting to sponsor us for so, so long?
I think so. Yes. Yes, it is.
Really? That's cool.
I don't know what he's saying. We'll talk later.
We will.
But regardless, we have the number one most anticipated album release of the week. Give it to me.
So, I've heard this record. I didn't intend to hear this record, but you know, an hour before we started recording, the band posted, or at least I came across the post that said, hey, $5 Australian on Bandcamp and you can listen to our album a day early.
Mm, that's cool.
If you are a small band, do this because I will always give the $3 or whatever to listen a day early.
Yeah, it is a good idea. And because
it lightens the load of Friday. And like,
well, it also you're giving money directly to their artist.
Exactly. It's great. But this is the new record Cascade from a band called Meliorist. They are post-hardcore, just kind of straight down the line there, a little bit swancore, right? But really fun riffs, really cool guitar tone. The writing style's fun, bouncy. Like, this band's awesome. This record kind of follows through with the two singles that we had, Daydreaming and Wishful Thinking. Like, it's just a fun record.
Yeah, so I wasn't familiar with this band before. I'm obviously very small. This is a rookie card opportunity, as we like to say around here. Mm-hmm. Get your rookie card. I think these singles are really cool, and I think that the band is doing something a little bit different. Obviously, yeah, like they're very much like you described. They have an awesome singer. He is fantastic. I love his voice.
Very unique.
And then they have some almost like sort of like thrashy punk parts.
Yeah.
Like fast punk parts kind of here and there. Like they're very like like kind of melodic hardcore, sort of inspired. And I really like that element too, because it sets it a little bit apart. Similar to how we mentioned Dream State, mm-hmm. similar to that, in that like you maybe think you know what you're going to get with this. And then when you actually listen to it, you're like, oh, okay, they are doing things a little bit different and they are doing things their own way. And they are taking from a variety of influences that you might not expect. The only thing I can say about this is I wish the production was a little bit better. I find that the vocals are a little buried.
I agree.
Which kind of bothers me because he's such a good singer. However, I'm willing to overlook that because of the creativity here. And also this is a small band and they're going to grow and they're going to get more money and they're going to make better records, better sounding records, I mean. So I'm really glad that you're highlighting this as a number one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's almost a design choice too, right? Because while he does have a great voice, I think it's really just letting every part shine, right? You can almost pick out very easily every single instrument on this record. And I think that's very cool as well.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be critical like that. I think I think the drums sound awesome on this record. I mean, I was listening to it in a freaking U-Haul truck too, but hey, I mean, it's so maybe take a little bit what I'm saying with a little bit of a grain of salt, but, regardless, I think that anybody interested in, you know, something modern, but a little bit different, this is a great band that, you're going to be the first one on your block to know about.
Hells yeah. You ready for some honorable mentions?
Yeah. Well, there's our top five. Let's get into the HMs.
All right, we got 25. One of them is a question mark, so we're going to start with that one. I'm hearing rumors of a new Code Orange album tomorrow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Code Orange, maybe. Wow, well, that would be a number one if we knew about it.
But I'm hearing it's like remixes from the last record underneath and like additions, like similar how to, Loathe had that like conceptual record afterwards. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So...
that could be really good though. See, Code Orange, I know I've had Jamie on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I know this band works extremely hard at everything they do.
Same.
I will always pay attention to what they're doing. I know their sound has changed and I know a lot of people have been turned off by it. I am always keeping my ear to the ground for what they're doing because they're one of the hardest working bands, very talented. And I think they do very interesting stuff. So, bring it on.
Oh, yeah. Classic metalcore band has an album out tomorrow. I'm not super familiar with them, so I was hoping maybe you could talk on them a little bit. All Out War?
Oh, yeah. All Out War, interesting one. You know, they kind of came up in the sort of like 90s hardcore scene, you know, alongside the other Buried Alive.
Yeah.
The hardcore Buried Alive and Earth Crisis and, you know, some of the Victory Records. Trust Kill kind of era hardcore, but then they sort of took a bit of more of a metal sort of turn. So maybe a little bit more metalcore than metal, but than hardcore, but still a hardcore band. And a band that's been, you know, just kind of a very important band, kind of right on the cusp. Never the biggest band in the scene, in the hardcore scene, but always right there, you know, direct support on a lot of tours. So that's, I'm not sure when they've come back sporadically over the years, but I'm not sure how long that's been since they put out music.
Yeah, who knows? I just recognize the name and I'm like, Shane probably knows this.
All Out War, classic 90s hardcore.
We got another band that you might know, the Winery Dogs. You familiar with these guys?
No, I don't think I am.
So vocalist and guitarist, Richie Kotzen, bass player, Billy Sheehan, kind of small names, right?
Oh.
At least when you start looking at the drummer, who's just Mike Portnoy.
Oh.
This band's super cool. They're kind of like progressive rock.
Sure.
I think they're a lot of fun, definitely different than Dream Theater, right? But it's just kind of cool stuff. Make sure you check that out. And there's a Shania Twain record.
Okay. Yeah. Different. Sick.
We got,
this should have been on the top five, dude. Shania, come on.
I don't know.
How long has it been since she put up music?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
No clue.
You know, she took a long hiatus, but hey, that's great. Good for her.
Yeah. We got a reimagined, re-recorded version of a Thrice record.
Oh, cool.
Which record is it? The Artist in the Ambulance, right? That's the name of the album. Yeah.
Really? Really? Artist in the Ambulance Reimagined? Holy fucking shit. That's huge news. I had no idea. That's the Thrice record as far as I'm concerned. That's my record.
Yeah. Some of the features that they got on here, all vocal. Under a Killing Moon has Sam Carter on it.
Wow.
Stare at the Sun has Andy Hull. Paper Tigers has Holy Fawn. Hoods on Pear Green has Be Well. Blood Clots and Black Holes has Hot Water Music. And The Abolition of Man has Curl Up and Die.
Cool.
They've also announced a tour for this record with Holy Fawn opening. I forgot about that. But
wow. Curl Up and Die, damn, dude. That's a throwback. That's a Las Vegas metalcore band from, I guess, the 90s. Mm-hmm. That's the name I forgot about. They were awesome. They kind of like very Converge-esque. Mm-hmm. A little maybe like Life Once Lost, great band. Curl Up and Die. Not a lot of bands from Las Vegas in that era. But Curl Up and Die was awesome. Anyway.
Oh yeah.
That's wild. I can't wait to listen to that. Sorry, I'm very excited about that.
Oh, you're all good. We got some EPs. We got a new Zebrahead EP. That'd be tons of fun. As well as today we got a new Year of the Knife EP. Rips pretty hard. It's three pretty short songs, but
oh yeah,
absolutely awesome. And then singles. There's a single with you on it coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I know about this one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you must be talking about Nothing Nowhere.
Oh yeah. I've seen the feature list on this album. It's insane.
Yeah, I actually haven't seen the whole list. I knew there was a few things that Joe mentioned to me. Mm-hmm. But no, this song's cool. I mean, this is like, you know, like I said before, he's at the top of the genre.
Yep.
And it's not close. And this, all these songs are just going to cement it. So I'm pretty happy to return the favor, you know, him being on our album last year, you know, and it's pretty cool. I get to do some screaming.
Oh, for sure.
I get to scream some F words on his song.
Hell yeah. We love it. I just sent you that list. It's not out officially, but we can share it.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
We got, what did I say a few weeks ago about a little band called Bayside? Do you remember?
You said there would be another EP.
Yeah. If not multiple EPs. They've announced the Blue EP coming out on March 17th. This new song is featuring Spencer from Ice Nine Kills, which is super cool. Make sure you check that out.
Absolutely.
What else do we got here? Surprisingly, new Dying Fetus song. Stoked on that.
Nice.
You remember that little Australian band we talked about a while ago with an EP called, oh, I forget the EP name, but Bellhaven.
Yes, I love Bellhaven.
Yeah, they got a new single coming out, so that should be a lot of fun.
Nice.
New single from Bro Job. You know we're excited about that.
Always.
It's not a serious one, so.
Okay, they're back to their old tricks.
We got a new song from Falling in Reverse. I know a lot of people love that band.
A lot of people do love that band. Polarizing band also.
Yep.
Maybe that was sarcasm. Another band from Las Vegas, but a massive, massive band. Let's not forget how big this band has been, especially with the radio play lately.
For sure. Slipknot's got a new song, kind of like a B-side off their latest record. I'd say it's very similar to their latest record. If you don't like that, you won't like this. So.
Okay. Okay.
Aviations has a new song. Cool progressive metal band. Kind of little couple core elements. They're fun.
Awesome.
New single from Red Hook. Kind of fun post-hardcore. Just fun, angry, in-your-face band from Australia.
Sweet.
New single from Yonaka. We talked about them quite a bit before. You remember them? They're from the UK.
Cool.
Super fun band.
I do remember them. Yeah. Yes, I do remember them.
One of my favorite up-and-coming kind of like death metal bands, Summoning the Lich, has a new song coming out. Very excited for this. I think this band's super underrated.
Okay.
New song from Skrillex. Love it. It's great.
Oh, guy's a fucking genius.
He really is. Like, what was the name of the person that's featuring on this one? I don't even remember. It is Nai Barghouti.
Okay.
And I don't even know how to describe this song. It's just very, very cool and different from every other single so far. Like, just great. New single from Stan Atlantic.
Awesome.
Love to see it.
Yeah. You do love to see it.
Those guys are so good. Can't wait for the new record.
You do love to see it. Yeah, it's. I'm very excited for that too.
Another band coming back from the dead with a new single and a new album coming up pretty soon, I do believe. The Ongoing Concept. Do you remember these guys?
I do remember them. Yeah, I'm
so cool.
I feel like I remember the name more than the band, though, and I don't know why.
They were Banjo Core.
Oh, was that it? Yes.
Yeah. They're super fun.
Nice.
And then we got some singles with some album announcements. Real Friends put out a new song and they've got their new EP. They call it an album, but if you can have an etched B-side or like a symbol on the B-side and everything fits on side A, it's an EP. I'm sorry. It's called There's Nothing Worse Than Too Late, though. So enjoy that EP.
Yeah, it is. How many songs?
7.
Yeah, I'd say that's an EP. But you know, regardless, Real Friends, you know, with their new singer, and I know not even that new now.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but obviously they had such a long career with Dan Lampton before. They've just really turned it on and they've made some great, great music. And I'm always excited for what they do.
Yep, I agree. Currents have announced their new record and put out a single off of The Death We Seek coming May 5th. I absolutely love Currents. They're killing it right now on tour with Parkway and Memphis Mayfire.
Nice.
Hella underrated band still somehow.
Yeah, they are.
Shrezzers, new single tomorrow. And we get to talk about their record in 2 weeks. It's called Sex and Sax. Very exciting.
Of course it is.
Mike,
I know you, and I know that's the first thing you're going to listen to tomorrow.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yep, it is. It just is.
Maybe the Ongoing Concept single first, just because they're coming back, okay. Right? We've had a couple Shrezzer singles,
okay.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
And then kind of the most anticipated one, this actually just dropped today, so I got to listen to it. Invent Anime with a new single. Their new record, Heavener, is coming out 3/17. Super excited for this. This band is just overwhelmingly talented, and I'm so excited for this record.
So they're doing a St. Patrick's Day release for the album.
I know, right? And they're fighting with 100 gecs for listening time.
We'll have to wear some green and put on our Irish accents when we do that episode.
We might. That would be kind of fun. You know, I actually have a St. Patrick's Day suit. Yeah, it's green. It's got four leaf clovers all over it. It's hilarious.
Well, maybe we'll put a little standing Twitch stream, maybe.
Yeah.
For St. Patrick's Day. We'll do something fun maybe on that Friday. That could be fun.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
But yeah, that's what we got for this week.
Well, I'm going to say, you know, usually I say go listen to the music that you love. But you know what? I might say this week, go buy tickets for tours that are coming.
Oh, yeah.
Some massive tour announcements, no matter what you're into. You know, and obviously we've had a little bit of a lull over the last few years with all the pandemic stuff, but it's safe to say everything is back now and bands need your help. So yeah, get those tickets, buy them early, buy them often.
Yep.
Cause everyone's just, it's just an exciting time. Everything is just back and, some great bands are touring.
I know, right? You going to any good shows soon?
I don't have any plans. At the moment, actually, no, that's not true. I did buy tickets for Pedro the Lion.
Yeah. I remember you talking about that.
Which is very exciting. Pedro the Lion, David Bazan, doing the first album, It's Hard to Find a Friend, which is low-key my favorite Pedro the Lion record and the one I didn't think I'd ever get to see, you know, in its entirety.
Yeah.
And then, of course, also, he's also playing Control, the classic Pedro the Lion record. So that's huge for me. I bought tickets to two different shows for that. Mm-hmm. So I'll be going to the Detroit date and the California Orange County date. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that. It's one of my favorite artists of all time. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
2 weeks on Saturday, I'll be at the Mike Tour, aka Brand of Sacrifice era and We Came as Romans. So
sick. Yep.
If anyone's around, make sure to say hi. Should be a good time.
Yep. Go see Mike will be there. go say hi.
I can't say no to that tour. It's to me.
Of course not, dude. It's amazing.
Oh.
It's amazing. Well, make sure also everybody that you follow Mike on Instagram at Slappy Slam to get the entire list, everything we talked about and more.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, that's our episode. That's our week. And thanks everybody for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Yeah. And thank you, Shane, for having me on.
Of course, man.
See ya.